My guest at this time is retired U.S. Army Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin. He is now the Executive Vice President at the Family Research Council. During his 36 years in uniform, he served most of that time with Special Forces, at one time commanding all of the Army's Green Berets. He concluded his career as Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence. We want to get his reaction today to President Obama announcing an extension of U.S. forces in Afghanistan, for the time being 9,800 troops, eventually brought down to about 5,500 by 2017. But that is certainly more than the president had previously suggested. In fact, the operation was supposed to have already been wound up by 2017. So, General, thanks very much for being with us today.
Thank you very much, Greg. I'm glad to be with you.
Let's start with the president's announcement Thursday morning that there will actually be a postponement now of the troop drawdown that he said would essentially be complete in Afghanistan by the time he leaves office. He now says there will be a residual force of about 5,500. There's ongoing terrorist threats. The city of Kunduz recently fell back under Taliban control. What do you make of the president's actions?
Well, first of all, I'm glad to hear it. I'm glad that he obviously has listened to the commanders on the ground there and has made this decision. I don't personally think that the 5,500 number or even the 9,800 number is necessarily the right number for what he's trying to achieve. But I'm glad to hear that the president has reversed his earlier announcement and is going to try and maintain some kind of presence there that will help the Afghans. The only thing that I would say is it's inconsistent to say the combat mission has ended and then say we're going to keep forces there to do counterterrorism. What that means is we're going to stay there and try and kill the Taliban, and we're going to search out terrorist leaders. We're going to probably target ISIS. You tell the guys on the ground that's not a combat mission. That's the only thing that I find inconsistent.
What is your assessment of the conditions on the ground? Some suggest this is an admission that even before the United States leaves, things are unraveling to some extent. Others say it's a matter of him perhaps learning the lesson of not keeping a residual force in Iraq. What's your take?
I think it's both. I think he did learn a lesson, and I think that his legacy is already shot and is not recoverable with regards to Iraq, and I think he's trying not to make the same mistake in Afghanistan. But I also think that it's very clear from the fact that they've taken Kunduz that the Taliban is resurgent, and that as we've pulled back into essentially our bases, that the Taliban has gone back into the countryside and recruited more, gained a lot of strength, and that's why they were able to take the city.
One other issue that, of course, as you well know, sir, has been very much a frustration for troops in the field and those who have returned home is what they consider restrictive rules of engagement. So if we're going to stay, what potential changes to that policy would you like to see?
Well, I think that our rules of engagement have to reflect the tactical considerations and not the political considerations. We know what the rules of warfare are. We know what the international laws require. We know what our military is supposed to do, but we have got to let them have the rules of engagement that will not only protect them, but will give them the margin for success there. They've got to be able to engage. There are bad things that happen in wartime. That hospital the other day was a terrible situation, but it was not deliberate. And these kinds of things happen. And unfortunately, our rules of engagement have been so restrictive that our troops on the ground there, and all you have to do is talk to them, the troops on the ground there are frustrated by the fact that they can't engage the enemy because of the rules of engagement.
Retired U.S. Army Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin, now Executive Vice President at the Family Research Council. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.